In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Check this out from the Breakfast Club. The founders of Earn Your Leisure, a business ventures group, talks about, hey, maybe we should be talking to Trump. Clip 17.
Let me ask y'all a question. I want to get y'all opinion. You saw Trump was at the National Black
Journalist?
Yeah.
National Association for Black Journalists.
You think it would be a good idea if we have Trump at Invest, or don't do that?
Why not? I mean, here's my thing. And I said this about the National Association for Black Journalists. They're journalists. Their job is to be objective and biased. All they're there to do is bring the person in front of the audience and ask the question.
Let them decide.
Like, why do we as black people, because this is a black thing, right? Why do we as black people beat each other up about this kind of stuff, about platforming people? this guy can be on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, ABC, doing the same thing, and nobody says, why y'all platforming them? Yeah. As soon as Earn Your Leisure does it, or Breakfast Club does it, you platforming it. Why? Yeah. I don't understand that logic. I really don't.
I take it a step further. Like, I mean, this is a business festival, right? Mm-hmm. Love Trump, hate Trump, however you feel about him. He came from Queens, and he damn near, they say he built New York City when a time when everybody was running away. Mm-hmm. So to get in his mind and see what his mind frame was, how he did it, what was his mind process, how he got the money, and how he did all that, I don't see why not. I don't see why that would be a problem. I mean,
you're talking about the future of the economy, mm-hmm. right? Yes. So, like, when we're talking about investing and when we're doing market Mondays, it's important that if he's going to put tariffs on China, they need to know, like, what does that mean, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when he talks about Taiwan, what does that mean? What does foreign policy mean? Especially for American companies when we're talking about investing. Like, you would want to hear those answers if this is going to be the guy who's going to lead the nation over the next 4 years. So, I mean, you got to look at it have context on it, but have perspective as well.
So, how do you think Kamala Harris could talk business? What do you think a conversation with Kamala Harris about business would sound like? Oh, my gosh. Kamala Harris doesn't know the first thing about business unless it's under the desk of Willie Brown's office. Excuse me. Just saying. You know. Good God. Yeah, let's hear Kamala business. Let's hear Kamala talk about business. That will really shock you with her business acumen and expertise. By the way, let's just throw this one out there now in this time remaining. Dwayne Wade gets interviewed on CBS. And look, I've just noticed they're specifically pushing this on black men. And it's like the trans agenda as well. But it's like this feminization now, it's like a reverse of what they've been doing for black men with like hyper masculine black men. Now they're like hyper feminizing black men. This is Dwayne Wade talking about he wants to launch nail polish lines for men. Go ahead, clip 19.
Show us the nails.
Don't get a close up of my nails.
No.
I've been on a roll. I'm going to do like this.
But we see a pop of color.
Yeah.
What was the impetus for it?
Expression.
Expression.
Yeah, expression. You know, I'm creative. I'm expressive. And there's so many ways to do that.
Your nails look better than mine.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
They do.
Don't do that.
So when are we getting the new manicure?
You know, I'm thinking about jumping into the nail line. Like,
oh, really?
World. I've been thinking about it. Yeah, I've been thinking about it. Like, I've been in it so long, and I'm like, you know what? It could be a good time, but I got some cool ideas that I'm exploring.
So this is breaking news.
Actually, I need to tell you guys. I've been having some conversations on my own about exploring. And I got a couple of ideas. And one of my ideas is one of my favorite things to do when it comes to this is actually sitting down with my daughter and getting my nails painted and painting hers. That's the time. That's the time that we get to connect.
Right.
Me doing something that she loves and also that I love. I give her medis and pedis as well.
So I don't know what's going on with this, but this is 100% now being aimed at young black men. And they're paying college athletes now to promote nail polish lines, basketball players, football players. And now Dwayne Wade is pushing it. He's transed his kids, his sons. So I don't know what's up with that. But yeah, you can tell that propaganda is about to be laid on heavy.
Hello, it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
It's a beacon for patriots worldwide. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Some other stories we're going to cover here. By the way, they're paying individuals Vote Latino, an organization that targets Latinx voters, has put out an ad on Craigslist. They're sending out emails, and they sent one to Savannah Hernandez because I guess, you know, her last name is Hernandez. So, oh, hey, let's bring a Latinx voter in, and they're offering $1,000 to voters who will publicly endorse Kamala Harris. If you're a Latino American voter, $1,000 to do a public endorsement of Harris. Oh, man, they're just buying support. So they have an ad on Craigslist, and then they send out this email, and they say, hey, we'll pay you. Just endorse Kamala, $1,000. Oh, okay. Hey, you're an influencer. You got 100,000 followers. You got 1 million followers. Hey, we'll pay you. Just endorse Kamala. Oh, okay. And then people see it and they think, oh, wow, these people like Kamala Harris. All propaganda, all AstroTurf, all bought and paid for. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's get some of these other video lists, videos out of the way, hit the news, and then I'm going to open up some phone lines here as well. MSNBC losing it. What was that? Okay, let's go to this. Let's go. We had it earlier. It wasn't censored. Big X asked about who he supports, and I think he takes a big risk here, you know, because I'm pretty sure this is like a dating show. Take a big risk, you know. If you say the wrong person, you could lose your date. He goes, you know, here it is.
Kamala Harris or Donald Trump?
Cool. My partner's been made a lot of money with Donald Trump.
The $1,200 stimulus?
Kamala Harris is not African American. Donald Trump trying to help my people get their jobs back. Kamala Harris was never even a president. She was the sidekick.
Shay.
How would you be?
Like, yeah, and then the bitch wasn't even black, cuz we got that whole black. The whole race, we thought she was black. The bitch Indian. The bitch had a red dot as a baby.
Okay, look.
Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me.
You think somebody really tried to knock out Trump?
No, it was not real. Cause any who do and playing all that.
Just have somebody else who's like, not Trump.
He's gonna die. He know he's gonna die. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. So yeah, Donald Trump.
Yeah. Don't buy this Kamala hype, folks. I'm telling you. Don't buy this Kamala hype. Which, funny enough, is mostly just from white people. Have you noticed that, by the way? Have you guys noticed that? Most of this Kamala hype is from white people. White liberal women, you know, like the most deranged white liberal women. And then like white cuck soy boys. Seriously. That's the trend. Have you noticed that? There's no overwhelming black support for Kamala Harris. Doesn't exist. It's crazy white liberal women and white soy boy cuck men. So maybe she'll come out as white. I mean, really, that'd be funny. Kamala Harris should actually, I mean, they are like putting her makeup on to make her look white now, and they've dyed her hair blonde. So maybe that's the next play. You know, maybe Kamala Harris should just go all in for white power. I think that's Kamala's next move. I think that's her best move now. She's got the support of the white community really behind her. So I think she should go out for the white vote. She should go hard for that white vote and really paint her face whiter than ever, dye her hair totally blonde, start talking about deportations. That's what she should do. She should just come out for the full white vote. She's white now. I don't know what to say. I was never black. I was always white. Look, I'm white. It's Kamala Harris. Chameleon. Chameleon Harris. All right, so here we go. MSNBC losing it over Elon Trump X space. Let's take a listen here, clip 5.
Imran, take us through what Elon Musk is doing and the theories as to what his motives are.
What he's doing?
Well, unfortunately, I can't tell you what's in the hearts of any individual.
This guy's hilarious.
But I can tell you what our researchers have been studying with Mr. Musk's own output on his platform, X.
His researchers.
We examined posts about the U.S. elections that he'd posted between January the 1st and July the 31st, identifying 50 posts that independent fact checkers found to be false. Now, those 50 posts had accrued 1.2 billion views. And there were three main categories. There was an AI-generated fake video of the Democratic nominee, Kamala Harris, which had 100 million-plus views. There were claims that Democrats are importing voters. The Great Replacement Theory.
They
are? Really, really dangerous.
Are we really pretending Imran Ahmad, part of the Muslim invasion of Britain, are we really pretending, are we truly pretending that they're not importing voters? Like, are we really pretending that? So he says, oh, Elon Musk is putting out fake news. And I guess the fake news is that there's people illegally coming into the country by the millions. I guess that's what he considers fake news. So they're actually pretending that's not going on. Wow. We are going to actually pretend like there aren't at least 12 million illegal border crossings in Joe Biden's administration. We're going to actually pretend like that's not going on. We're going to actually pretend like they haven't talked about getting them citizenship. We're going to actually pretend like they haven't talked about getting them registered to vote. We're going to actually pretend like we don't have multiple undercover videos and reports about how they already have been registered to vote. We're going to pretend like in certain cities like New York City, they're already voting. In D.C., they're already voting in local elections. We're just going to pretend, says Imran Ahmad from England, we're just going to actually pretend like none of that's going on. It's just not happening. What a joker. These people are hilarious. Thank God this guy can't vote in U.S. elections. My God. Continue.
A really, really dangerous lie.
You are so serious and smart.
On American streets at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. It's the same conspiracy theory that led to the
conspiracy theory. There is no illegal alien invasion. It's not happening. There are no Muslims in England.
The United Kingdom. And 250
My name's not Imran Omar.
Claims that voting is vulnerable to fraud. None of the posts.
There's no fraud at all. I've got fraud right here on my desk. Actually,
notes the sort of the self-regulation scheme for posting is a way of ensuring that it's an immediate way to refute anything false. Are the exact words he said. None of them carried one of those community notes, and begs the question: is he suppressing notes on his own posts so that he's not showing his own users? But it does appear clear that he's abusing his privileged position that generates discord and distrust in the electoral process. Precisely the kind of conspiracy theories that lead them
to... you lie about Russian collusion, say Trump's a Russian asset. Give me a break.
Assaults on election workers and the kinds of thing that the Secretary of State was just talking about.
That is hilarious. And actually, I mean, it would be hilarious. It would be just truly just pure comedy if these people didn't actually have political influence and could vote. Then it would be just pure 100% comedy, and I could sit up here and laugh hysterically at these complete clowns. But they do have political influence, and people do vote that believe this crap. Oh, there's no illegal immigrant invasion. It's not happening. The borders aren't open. Oh, okay, yeah. Huh. Oh, gee, you said it in a goofy English accent, Imran Omar. I believe it now. You say you're from the digital counter-hate intelligence community. Oh, wow, you must be good. You speak in British accent and you say you counter digital hate? Oh, I must trust you. There is no invasion now. Ha ha, whoa. I can just stand at the border all day long and just film tens of thousands of men crossing in. It doesn't exist. It's not real. Oh, but we'll get to the voter fraud here in a second. By the way, hold on. Put that back on the screen. Scroll down for me. Let me just take a quick look at impressions and likes and stuff. I've never heard of these guys. I'm wondering if they have a big following. I've never heard of the Countering Digital Hate group by Imran Ahmad in England. Never heard of that one. Ooh. Not very popular. Gets on MSNBC, though. The CEO of Center for Countering Digital Hate, Imran Ahmad from England. Proud Englishman. Put it back up. He got 1,000 views on his videos, guys. So he actually... He should be thanking me. He got more views from me airing this than he's probably ever had in his whole life. But go back up, guys. Go back up. It's okay. I will platform you, Imran Ahmad, and you're welcome to come on here as a guest and counter my digital hate anytime. But go to this. No. Go to his homepage too. Go to the account. Go to the center for. Oh, okay. All right, they got, yeah. I'm just curious where they're located out of, guys, but I don't see any information on there. He's in Washington, D.C. Oh, my gosh. His Center for Countering Digital Hate is in Washington, D.C. Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Again, it would be just pure comedy if these people didn't actually have political influence. And I guarantee you he's getting Democrat money. I guarantee you he is getting Democrat money. 100%. So Imran Ahmad, who sounds like he's from England, with a name from the Middle East, moves to Washington, D.C. to influence American politics. But I'm digital hate if I talk about how we have a wide open border and an illegal alien invasion going on. In fact, it's not even happening, says Imran Ahmad from England in Washington, D.C. By the way, it's not happening, But here's Kamala Harris talking about freeing all the illegal aliens from the detention centers, but none of them exist in clip 12.
Hi, my name is Sally Hartman. I'm a volunteer with the Center for Worker Justice.
All right, hold on. I'm sorry. I got to point this out, too. Just rewind it 10 seconds before she starts. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're just... These are just... These people are literally politically retarded, folks. Hi, my name is Sally, and I'm with the People for Democrat Justice, and I just have a question for Kamala Harris. What are we doing? Go ahead. Just go ahead.
Hi, my name is Sally Hartman. I'm a volunteer with the Center for Worker Justice.
Volunteer?
I want to know, when you become president, would you be committing to close immigration detention centers?
Absolutely, on day one.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, clap for that. Close the immigration detention centers. So what are we talking about here? So but like that's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be mean. We are dealing with a mental disorder here. It is liberalism. How do you explain the mental disorder? How do you explain the psychological disorder that is modern day liberalism? These people do not understand the correlation of cause and effect. They do not have the connection between the vote and the result. They do not understand action reaction. They do not understand choice consequence. They literally do not get it. There is something wrong with their brain. There is something broken in their brain, ladies and gentlemen. It is a broken brain. It is a mental disorder. We're going to empty the detention centers day one. By the way, they didn't do that. They didn't empty the detention centers day one. So I guess the liberals don't care that she lied about that. But it doesn't even matter. Of course, you can't empty the detention centers day one. What does that even mean? You get a criminal, a known criminal. Let's say it's on a terror watch list. Let's say he's got pending rape charges, pending murder charges, whatever. Let's say he's got a disease and he's being held in a detention center. Will you release all the illegal immigrants from the detention center? Yep, we're going to release them all day one. So you're releasing criminals, rapists, murderers, diseased people. We're just releasing them in the street. They, folks, I'm telling you, they have a mental disorder. They literally do not get it. They are too dumb. They do not get it. And you can easily weed these people out. You can have a simple three question from a pool of questions. What's the Second Amendment? What are the three branches of government? When was the country founded? How many states are there? Just basic stuff. They don't know the answers. They will fail and they won't be allowed to vote. It's like a driver's test. Let's see. You couldn't stop at a stop sign. Let's see. You didn't know how to drive between the lines. Let's see. You don't even know how to put the keys in the ignition. Fail. Can't drive. Really, the analysis, really the parallels here are not that far off. We don't let people that can't drive get a license because we don't want to put people's lives at risk by putting people that can't drive on the road. So do we really want to put the country's life at risk by putting people that don't know how to vote in the voting booth? won't you just empty the detention centers? Oh, yeah, let's put a bunch of rapists on the street. Let's put a bunch of murderers on the street. Let's put a bunch of diseased people on the streets. Yeah. Great idea. Wow, who are you voting for? Oh, sweet. Cool. What are your political ideas? I think we should empty the detention centers and have open borders and a welfare state. Oh my gosh! Wow! Who do you vote for? What party do you align with? What are your political ideas? You're a genius! You should vote and run the country. Wow! Things will definitely be better if more people like you vote. How did our country become such a mess? Oh, I don't know. How many times have you voted? And who do you vote for? With great ideas like that. Okay. I'm just looking for some logical consistency here. That's all. We heard about Russia meddling in elections. Russia, the Russian boogeyman. When you go to the voting booth, did you know there's a Russian in there with you? Yes. But explain to me this. Why don't we have stories and headlines talking about Iranian meddling? They say that Iran is trying to assassinate Trump. FBI probing alleged Iranian hack attempts targeting Trump. So where is the Iranian meddling? Now, again, I'm using Iran as an example here. You can pick any country you want. You can pick Ukraine. You can pick... Who is it? Already forgotten again. Who is it that just... The oligarchs that paid off Hunter Biden? I mean, Israel would be the most obvious one. They own... The Democrat Party races. They just got Cori Bush unseated in the most expensive house race ever with AIPAC. So you can do this narrative all day long, but I'm saying, yeah, Romania. What about Romania and the Bidens? But it's Russian meddling, Russian this, Russian collusion, Russian. But if Iran tries to kill the leading presidential candidate or hack his campaign, you don't see Iranian collusion, Iranian meddling, Iranian this. Why is it only Russia that you get that narrative? Well, it's because they want war with Russia is why. I think that's pretty obvious. By the way, I was stunned by this because Ilhan Omar is getting primaried in Minnesota, and we hope the best for our friend Royce White, by the way, up there in Minnesota. If you're in Minnesota, get out, vote for Royce White tonight. But Ilhan Omar, AIPAC, guys, how much money do you think AIPAC spent on Ilhan Omar's race in Minnesota? How much money? Anybody care to take a guess? I was shocked. $0. Can you believe that? $0? I guess they figure because the majority of the voter base there is Muslim that there's just no point in spending that money, maybe? I was stunned. Not a single Israeli lobbyist dollar was spent to beat Ilhan Omar in Minnesota, who's running against a former city councilman. But these are the Minnesota races going on tonight. I am going to be hoping Royce White wins tonight. Friend of the show, great American, uses his platform to tell the truth as much as he can. Anti-big government, anti-fed. So if you're in Minnesota, get out and vote for Royce White tonight. I'd love to see that man in the Senate, in Congress.
I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic. during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. Three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts. We found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkiewicz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we'll have some time to squeeze in some phone calls in the last couple segments here. Let me get out that phone number. Anything we've covered today is fair game. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen. All right. Now, before we start getting to some phone calls, hit some of these other headlines. Folks, let me tell you about a premium supplement line exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWars MD. Now, let me just go through this line of products that are all 25% off right now. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Now, it's well known about collagen and youthfulness and vitality. That's why we have it at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why it's been added to the InfoWars MD line. And so this is just one of the highest quality collagen products that you're going to find out there. 25% off. Superfood greens. Are you getting enough greens in your diet? You know what I mean? Are you eating your vegetables? Well, no, if not, that's okay. The Superfood Greens drink mix is incredible. So easy. So easy to get so much of the value out of the greens that you're not eating in one scoop of Superfood Greens. Mushroom Max. It's well known about all the health benefits of mushrooms, but if you're like me, you don't like eating them. So take the Mushroom Max capsule and you'll get that goodness. Mushroom Max, InfoWarsMD, 25% off. Better Mood, Libido RX, Turmeric 95, CBD Full Spectrum 10 milligram gummies, 25 milligram gummies, probiotic formula, prostate support. This is key for men. Prostate support. Think about that. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief, and then Good Night Sleep. Man, sometimes nothing's better than a good night's sleep. No matter what you do, even if you're taking your vitamins, even if you're taking your supplements, nothing's better than a good night's sleep. Good Night Sleep, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the InfoWars MD line. Cannot recommend this enough. I love a good night's sleep, and I love Good Night Sleep, InfoWars MD product from InfoWarsStore.com. All right, a couple headlines here, and we're getting the calls lined up. We had a guest on, and now I'm unable to talk to her. Former county clerk is found guilty of tampering with voting machines. Now, that's the New York Times headline. Remember Tina Peters? She was on with us in Mesa County, Colorado. She was convicted of tampering with voting machines, and now she's been hit with multiple felonies and seven criminal charges. Folks, this is just such a miscarriage of justice. It's just horrible. How wronged she's been. And based off of my interview with her and then reading other law professors' takes on this and other election experts' takes on this, she just did her job. Her job as a county clerk is to allow full transparency. She allowed that transparency, and she got charged for it. She got prosecuted for it. And now they're saying that she was tampering with the voting machines? It's the exact opposite. She was allowing people to inspect the voting machines to make sure they weren't tampered with. I mean, this is just awful. So her sentencing will obviously follow next. But this is what you get, folks. This is what you get when you go after the big guys, whose names cannot be named. But there's no voter fraud, remember? There's no voter fraud. Oh, except there is. Harris County, that's Houston, District Attorney Kim Ogg announces corruption charges for employee responsible for negligence in 2022 election. Investigation leads to charges. And there were all kinds of things that went place and took place. And she said it did. And by the way, the individual is being held, Daryl Blackburn, employed by Harris County, charged in allocating paper to polling locations, charged with six felonies. He's in custody, bond $65,000. Multiple failures in conducting the election. It did affect the outcome. People are saying, of course, who do you think it impacted? Republicans. Harris County GOP Chairman Cindy Siegel issued the following statement. I am not surprised that this was uncovered in their investigation of the 2022 general election. That election was a complete debacle, from voting machines not working to the large number of polling locations that ran out of paper, the majority of which were in Republican neighborhoods. Republican voters were disenfranchised, and their belief in a fair and secure election process was destroyed by the corruption that was pervasive in the Harris County Election Administrator's office. Now, I think the calls are coming from the top. County Judge Lena Hidalgo, very known for corruption, and the Democrat-controlled Commissioner Court ignored what was the worst-run election in Harris County history. Ultimately, Hidalgo, Ellis, and Garcia are the ones responsible for what occurred in 2022 and should be held accountable. In 2022, Democrats called Harris County Republican voters and candidates election deniers. Furthermore, the county wasted taxpayer dollars fighting in the court's legislation that Senator Betancourt sponsored that eliminated the election administration position and returned the running of the elections to the duly elected county clerk. So, why did Hidalgo ignore this? Well, because they know that they they did it to cheat to have Democrats win. Oh, let's make sure that the polling locations in red districts, let's make sure that the polling locations in Republican areas don't have enough ink for the printers and don't have enough paper for ballots. Ha ha. And then they did it. That's how they roll, Democrats. All right, let's take a call. Speaking of voting machines, we got Andy in Kansas on it. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, good talking to you again, Owen. What I was thinking of is, I know I've heard a lot of things where they're saying that the voting machines aren't going to be networked and not going to be available to the internet and everything. But there is a technology that I think people ought to be looking out for. There's a technology that's called broadband over power lines, which is BPL, and it's done in several rural locations to where they don't have a broadband internet provider. They actually send the internet signal down the electrical lines to the customer. So all it takes is a little adapter. You can see it on Amazon.com. It looks like a regular wall jack, and there you go. You're back on the internet right there. So that was something I think people ought to be on the lookout for if anybody's actually looking at anything.
Well, I would hope some of these cybersecurity experts that the Trump campaign, the GOP, is using to monitor the security of the 2024 elections, I would assume, or I would hope that they're aware of that.
Yeah, I would too. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is, have you heard anything back on your FOIA request with the local police up there at the Trump assassination?
Yeah, so originally we were given the runaround, and we had to file a follow-up FOIA request. They then responded and asked for an extension of 30 days. So to us, to myself and my lawyer, basically our translation of that is they are going to give us something. And so that's why they asked for 30 days, because they just need more time to respond. So we think we will get something. I'm not sure if by that time there's going to be anything else that's left to uncover, but we will, I think, get it. It will probably take till next month now, but that's where it's at. First, they gave us the runaround. We had to refile. Then they asked for an extension. Usually that means they're willing to comply. They just need time to get you all the data and kind of go through it, what they can and can't give you, or redact stuff that they can't put out there. So that's kind of where we're at right now, Andy.
Okay, that sounds great. I look forward to seeing your report on that, and keep up the good work, Owen.
I appreciate that. And you know what? I also appreciate everybody who's supported my legal funds over the years. And sometimes it's used for defense. Sometimes it's used for offense. It'll be in defense. I haven't talked about this, but I have been sued again. And so I'll be in a deposition tomorrow. I should be on air. We're expecting it's going to be done before I am due on air. So I will be on air tomorrow. But I appreciate all the legal fund support over the years as they continue to try to sue me and destroy me, because that's what they do. They're corrupt. We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood Greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood Greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout, or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I noticed the difference. I noticed the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever. But that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then Good Night Sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good Night Sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
Networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
To you by InfoWarsStore.com. Borders are Kamala. Total phony. Being called out by a California sheriff. She showed up for a soundbite. She didn't even shake a single hand. California sheriff lashes out at Kamala Harris for using his face in her bogus border ad. What do you call that? Stolen something? Something stolen? Did you hear about this one? MLB suspends player for using anti-gay slur, then gives away part of his salary to pro-LGBT group. MLB for fags. Yes, that was the word. He said faggot. My goodness. Then, in his first press conference, it was in the locker room, it wasn't like an official press conference, just media gaggle in the locker room. He wore a shirt that said, F 'em. That would be Boston Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran. Jaron Duran. Probably not a faggot. Newfound gratitude. Brittany Griner cries during national anthem at Olympics. Yep, freedom. Freedom will do that to you. U.S. dominated the Olympics, by the way, to nobody's surprise. You know, there were some good moments. There were some bad moments. I don't want to spoil the whole patriotism of the thing because the French are into trans sex stuff and getting kids involved in the whole thing. But, you know, there were some great American patriots that won and show great pride in our country. And you know what? They did us well. Some others, not so much. Beetlejuice star Jenna Ortega. Hollywood lost its humanity and integrity because everybody wants to be politically correct. Yeah, she's right about that. By the way, some incredible voter registration numbers from July. Republicans plus 252,000, Democrats minus 19,000, according to political polls. But hey, that Kamala hype. Let's go to the phone lines as we close this one out. And let's go to, let's see here. Let's go to Michael in Virginia. Michael, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking calls today. I appreciate it. I enjoyed your talk. Now, Tim Walz, her vice president, did he make a good decision by allowing those places to be burned down? I think they're releasing this information. I think the Democrats, all this information being released about this man or whoever he is intentionally being released because I think he did make a decision based upon the fact that as patriots, we have the right to protest. That's how we became a nation. So what they're doing is using reverse psychology. Sure, we've all made bad decisions in our life. Perhaps he did make some ugly decisions by pretending to be something he's not. And that was dumb and stupid. Definitely not a presidential person. But their plan, first of all, we know who they are. Part of it is to split the information in this information war. What I mean by split it is, for example, that it's the people. They want the people to fight up against themselves. To flip it, in other words, if you go up against anyone that protests, and yes, they burned the places down, it's the states, it's those local governments that failed us. They should have kept it in order and allowed more, but he stopped that, supposedly. They should have had the balls. They should have been tough enough to resist to stand up against that kind of an order. In any case, it may have been a bad decision, but they want us to see ourselves as the enemy. The fact that we protest is in our nature as Americans. It's our right to.
Well, and I think the big story is that he stood down. He stood down when it came to the riots, and then he said fire on them when it came to the COVID lockdowns. And so that's kind of the big story, I think, from that situation. And yes, it's unfortunate that people obey bad orders, illegal orders, however you want to say it. But look, I think that how do we do it, though? How do we get the conversation back to policy? How do we get the conversation back to policy, results, action, consequence? We're dealing with people that vote Democrat that cannot even comprehend this. They literally do not get it. And so, unfortunately, you're right. It becomes this issue where we're fighting about things that really are almost inconsequential. It's just like, how do we reach these low IQ voters? And maybe that's what we're engaged in when we do this stuff, but they don't get policy. They don't get the consequences for their actions. They'll go out and vote Democrat 10 times and then wonder why their life gets worse and not even get it. Thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to Omar in California. Omar, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Owen? How y'all doing, people? Hey, just want to talk about the black community. There, we have a couple stores out here in town in the low-income area, and they're starting to understand that they're getting screwed, but they just need a little little more information how they can get involved, like the menthol ban. it's really affecting them. Like, they do not want to smoke a regular cigarette, and I have a hard time trying to sell a black man a regular cigarette, honestly. So if you just explain to them, like, hey, man, look, if you got an issue with this, why don't you go vote?
So wait a second. Do you own, like, you own a store in California?
And we can't sell menthols anymore.
And you sell cigarettes?
Yes, sir.
Here's something for you. How about this? How about this? Why don't you make a sign and you can distribute it to the other people that own businesses in your areas that are having the same issue? Why don't you make a sign that says something like Democrats banned your menthols or Harris banned your menthols? Like, you know, people need to make that connection. That's the issue, is that people don't know these connections. So I would have a sign like, sorry, we don't sell menthols because of Democrats, or sorry, we can't sell you a menthol because Democrat Party policy. I mean, that's what I'd do. I'd print a bunch of those signs. I mean, you could start a whole activist group.
It's kind of weird, Owen, because the Arab community, my people, they talk about it, but they just won't say Democrats did it. They just never want to say it.
But they did. They literally did.
Whenever there's Democrats. And they just don't want to say it. They don't want to talk about that. They,
I mean, look, I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't drink 40-ounce, you know, Coke products. But Michael Bloomberg banned like big sodas or whatever. He limited them how much soda you can buy in a cup, and then they banned menthol cigarettes in California. I mean, these are the regulation big government daddies. It's damn Democrats.
Man, it's crazy, and they will never just admit it. Like, you tell them, dude, just go wherever there's Democrats and look what they got, and they just won't admit it. They never will want to say it.
They now, is this like, but why? Is it like a business thing where they figure, well, a lot of my, you know, patrons are Democrats, or do they just not get it?
In California, that I go up there, and they're like, oh, yeah, we just got broken into, we got robbed. And I'm like, look, man, this is why. And they just won't admit it. They just will never freaking admit it, man. It's crazy.
It is crazy. That's it. That's what it is. It's literally crazy. It's the definition of insanity. And I'm just trying to break us out of this loop, man. It's right there. It's like the escape hatch is right there. We can get out of this insane political loop. We can stop going into a period of degradation. And you just have people that don't want to get out. They do not want to get out. They block the exit ramp. They tell you it doesn't exist. And so here we are. Omar, thank you for the call. All right, that does it for this edition of the InfoWars War Room. Again, I am expecting to be on air tomorrow. I've been sued again. Same people that sue us all the time, sue Elon Musk. They're coming after me. They want me shut down. They want me destroyed. So I will be in a deposition tomorrow. I am expecting to be on air, but if I'm not here, because I'm going through legal crap. That's what you do when you tell the truth. They come after you. So expecting you to see you tomorrow, though.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day. But she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah. But that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down.
We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.